Welcome to the Green Chain Walk. Do you need a break from busy city life? Well, I don't personally. But you probably want to get away from the traffic, the noise and the stress. Then walk the South East London Green Chain. It's a breath of fresh air. This extensive and intricate network should provide you many happy days of walking through the dozens of woodlands and open spaces. So, get out there, start walking, and have a great time.
Green Chain Walk, Section 6. Oxley's Wood to Mottingham via Eltham Palace, a distance of 4 miles, which takes about 2 hours. The South East London Green Chain is a series of nearly 300 open spaces, which include some of the finest landscapes in South East London. The pioneering Green Chain Walk is a 50-mile network of footpaths linking together many of the Green Chain open spaces. The walk is divided into 12 sections. We hope you enjoy the greener side of South East London.
From an old wood to Roman urns. From the Green Chain major signpost at the Pavilion in Oxley's Meadow, take the path towards Eltham Park North, following the markers through the woods and down the slope to another Green Chain major signpost in the middle of Oxley's Wood. From here, continue to follow the path towards Eltham Park North, using the wooden marker post to navigate southwards through the woods. Eventually, you emerge at the junction of Welling Way and Rochester Way. Cross Rochester Way at the traffic lights and enter Shepherdsley Wood, part of Eltham Park North. Follow the marker post as far as the Green Chain major signpost. Here, the route divides. We are going to turn right and go on to Mottingham via Eltham Park South and Eltham Palace. Follow the marker post through Shepherdsley Wood, turning left to emerge on the open ground of Eltham Park North. Turn left, follow the marker post to and around Long Pond, bearing left at the far end of the pond to skirt the edges of the large meadow before re-entering the woodland.
The ancient Long Pond was probably excavated between 1800 and 1830 and was a private boating lake in the mid-19th century. Today, it is the home of several varieties of wildfowl. From Long Pond, there are distant views towards the City of London and Crystal Palace.
Follow the path parallel to the railway and Rochester Way to reach the Green Link Bridge.
Between Kibrook and Falcon Wood, a total of 244 houses were demolished and 8 acres of open space lost to make way for the A2 Rochester Way Relief Road, opened in 1988. One of the spin-offs from the road, however, was the provision of the Green Link Bridge, designed to connect the two parts of Eltham Park and carry the Green Chain Walk.
Cross Rochester Way at the traffic lights and enter Shepherdsley Wood, part of Eltham Park North.
Acquired in 1902, this was one of the first public open spaces in the area, and its facilities included tennis courts, a putting green, a children's playground, and formerly an open-air swimming pool. South of Eltham Park lies the Warren, now occupied by Eltham Warren Golf Course. The Warren was the original source of spring water for Eltham Palace via Conduit Head.
Follow the path along the eastern and southern boundaries of the park to emerge into Glenesk Road at the end of the Avenue of Trees. Turn left and follow Glenesk Road to the end and cross over Bexley Road, A210.
In 1878, a dean hole, probably for the excavation of chalk, was discovered, which was 140 feet deep and it involved the removal of 1,000 tonnes of material. Similarly, in 1913, workmen digging house foundations discovered two Roman funeral urns dating back to the 2nd century AD. They mistook one for a cannonball and smashed it. Both sites now lie under the housing estate.
From Roman urns to a film star's birthplace. Go straight on down Butterfly Lane, bearing right just before the sports club, and right again at the Green Chain Major signpost into Conduit Meadows. Continuing along the main route, follow the path through the meadow past Conduit Head to the church and Southend Crescent.
The 16th century vaulted red brick structure, known as Conduit Head, housed the sluices, which controlled the flow of water from springs in the Warren to the moat of Elton Palace. The church, built in 1868-9 by Street, is of interest because of a chapel dedicated to those that fell at Gallipoli and its beautiful baptistry.
At Southend Crescent, turn left, and at the fork, cross the road and turn right up Footscray Road. Turn left from Footscray Road into North Park.
Southend was originally a separate settlement from Eltham. The name Footscray derives from an old British Welsh river name, Cray, which means clean or fresh, and the nickname of one Godfine Watt, who is mentioned in the Domesday Book, 1086. Eltham Lodge is now the clubhouse for the Royal Blackheath Golf Club, the oldest club in Britain, which moved from Blackheath in 1923 and lies between the houses on the south side of North Park. Access from Court Road is restricted to members.
Follow North Park to the end. Cross Court Road into Tiltyard Approach opposite. Passy Place off the north side of North Park leads to Eltham High Street.
Although some Roman objects have been found in the area, the name of Eltham, or Elterham, is of Anglo-Saxon origin. Mentioned in the Domesday Book, it means the family of Elts, or may be derived from an Old English word Elphetu, which means swan. Amongst other things, Eltham is famed for being the birthplace of the actor and entertainer Bob Hope, who was born here on the 29th of May 1903. Although he emigrated to the USA at the age of 4, he has still maintained strong links with the area.
A visit to a royal palace. Follow Tiltyard Approach and then turn left down Courtyard to the entrance of Eltham Palace.
The manor of Eltham came into royal possession on the death of the Bishop of Durham in 1311. 5 years later, Edward II's queen gave birth to their second son, Prince John of Eltham, at the palace. The parks were enclosed in the 14th century, and in 1364, John II of France yielded himself to voluntary exile here. In 1475, the Great Hall was built on the orders of Edward IV, and the Moat Bridge probably dates from the same period. It was between the reigns of Edward IV and Henry VII that the palace reached the peak of its popularity. Thereafter, the Tudor monarchs favoured the palace at Greenwich. In 1648, the Roundheads ransacked the palace. The Great Hall, however, survived and was used as a barn and tennis courts before its magnificent hammer-beam roof was restored in 1828 and again between 1911 and 1914. In 1933, Stephen Coulthard acquired the lease and had Eltham Hall built adjacent to the Great Hall. Outside the moat, in the courtyard, are the 16th century timber-framed Lord Chancellor's lodgings, all that remains of the buildings which formerly surrounded the outer green court. The brick wall near the courtyard marks the boundary of Tilt Yard, where many extravagant tournaments were held. Tradition has it that the Order of the Garter was established at one such tournament in Eltham in 1347. All inquiries should be directed to English Heritage on 020-8294-2548 or log on to www.english-heritage.org.uk/Eltham.
From Courtyard, turn right into King John's Walk and bear left where the four paths meet.
King John's Walk may be a corruption of Prince John, the younger son of Edward II, who was born at Eltham, or of Sir John Shaw, who acquired the estate at the Restoration. It is also possible that the origin is related to King John II of France, who resided there in his exile.
Follow King John's Walk between the fields to the sign at Middle Park Public Open Space. Continue straight on.
Middle Park was one of the three Royal Deer Parks enclosed in the 1300s. The farm was used in the 1860s as a stud, and the Middle Park Stakes, run annually at Newmarket, reflects this use. Amongst the winners bred here was Caractacus, who won the Derby in 1862 after the owner, instead of employing his normal jockey, instructed a stable boy named Parsons to ride the horse.
Continue along King John's Walk, crossing Middle Park Avenue and along the path over the railway footbridge to the Sidcup Road, A20. Cross the road and follow the path to the Green Chain Major signpost at Mottingham Lane. Congratulations, you have completed the walk. From here, routes continue to Beckenham Place Park and Crystal Palace Park via either Grove Park, Section 8, or Elmstead Woods, with a branch to Chislehurst Common, Section 9.